All right. If you just walked up and you're not sure what's going on here, this is Promised Land Church in San Marcos. We're having our third annual river baptism celebration. About 15 minutes from now, we're going to walk down to the river and we're going to baptize folks. Some of you planned on being baptized. You brought your towels and your clothes and everything. Some of you didn't realize you're going to be baptized, but the Lord's drawing you in today. If you need to use restrooms, they're over here to your right. We have free water if you need some water. As soon as the baptisms are over, Hayes County Barbecue is going to be right here. $5 chopped beef sandwiches and chips. And we got some snow cones coming as well. But I'm so thankful that you're here. I know we have a lot of guests that are here today from other churches and different places. So we're glad that you're here. Thank you for risking the weather and coming out. That took some courage and determination. That's the way you want to live your life. Giving it to God. Not letting anything get in the way. Baptism is the first clear step of obedience to God after you've put your faith and your trust in Him. And so today, we're going to give you that opportunity. And so you don't have to be a member of Promised Land to be baptized here today. You simply need to be a person that's able to make a choice for Jesus. If you've put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, then you're ready to be baptized. And so we're thankful that you're here. Some of you might have to take your cell phone out of your pocket, let somebody else take care of your purse or whatever. We're going to have a line set up down here. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to be ready to baptize anybody that's ready. And it might be a little chilly today, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be awesome. The San Marcos River is probably the best resource that we have in our community. Historians say that people have lived right here by the San Marcos River for the last 800 years. In fact, when they dammed up the river over there by Saltgrass Restaurant, when they dammed it up, it created Spring Lake. And Spring Lake happened to be the perfect environment to preserve ancient artifacts of the Native Americans. And so now they have divers that have gone in there and they've discovered these artifacts from people that lived here hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And there has never been a time in recorded history that the San Marcos River has gone dry. Phenomenal. Amazing resource that we have here that God has given to us. God gives us the water. He gives us the rain from the sky to drink from, to water our crops. And He wants us to be a good steward over the river. But it seems like we keep dirtying things up, right? We keep getting things dirty. We keep filling it up with trash. In fact, there was a news story on KXAN just a couple weeks ago about some parts of the San Marcos River have 4 feet of trash in the bottom of the river. Nasty. Humans are sometimes bad stewards of the resources that God has given us. And it's really like a microcosm of the whole world. God gave us this amazing, beautiful world, and He gave us. He gave us humanity. And it seems like we keep polluting both the river and ourselves. We keep trashing out the world, and we keep trashing out our own lives. We're similar to the river in a lot of ways. God gave us clear instructions. He said in Genesis 1, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then He said in Genesis, the second chapter, "The good Lord placed man in the Garden of Eden to tend over it and to watch over it." It was a great plan that God gave to us. Here's the world. It's a beautiful thing. And I want you to watch over and take care of it. And it didn't take very long for humans to screw up the plan. Because He not only gave us the world, but He also gave us the choice to live according to His plan or to live according to our own plan. And Adam and Eve chose to live according to their own plan. And humanity has been making that choice ever since, to live according to our own way. And the consequence of living according to our plan is that we're separated from God. Because God is holy and pure and perfect, he cannot be together with things that are imperfect or evil. And so separation from God is the consequence of our decision. It's not God's choice that we would be separated from him forever and ever. That's the consequence of our choice. And so we felt separated. We felt polluted. We live a life that is difficult and sweaty and painful. And there's rain that falls on the just and the unjust. Come on, somebody. We live in a life of contention instead of a life of perfection. There's no accident that you're here today. Trust me, because of this weather, there's no accident that you're here. If you're here today, God wants you to be here. And this is a God-ordained event for you. And just to clarify, this rain does not count as your baptism, okay? We still have to go down to the river here in a second. But God loves you so much, he didn't want to be separated from you, so he sent Jesus to this planet to be a part of us, to pay the way back to him. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news is that everyone struggling here today, living a life of struggle, living a life of difficulty, can have relief from your pain and suffering, can have relief from your selfishness. The good news is that Jesus Christ has come to redeem you from your pollution, to redeem you from your mistakes, to heal you from the abuse of your childhood, to heal you from the abuse of your divorce and your financial situation. Jesus Christ has come to save you from yourself, to give you a new identity. And that's what baptism is all about. It's about a new identity. Taking on the identity of Jesus Christ, a new person, a new name, a new family persona. That's what this is all about. I'm an advocate of cleaning up the river. I'm an advocate of taking the trash out. I'm an advocate of recycling. I'm an advocate of living a good life. But we can try everything we can and we'll never get the river back to its pristine, perfect condition as it was before sin. Before the fall of man. And we'll never get ourselves back to its perfect place either. But that's why Jesus is so awesome. Jesus can take us from where we are right now and put us back in a place of holiness and beauty and perfection in a way that we could never do on our own. The good news of Jesus Christ today is that he's going to bring you healing. He's going to bring you restoration. He's going to bring you salvation from the grip of your oppressor. So let's do this today. I'm wrapping this up right now. First time I've ever preached in a rainstorm. But I believe God's doing something in the midst of the rain today. The first thing that you're going to do today is profess your faith in Jesus. To profess with your mouth what you're already believing in your heart. That Jesus Christ is my Savior. That he is the one that's going to make a difference, not just in my world today, but in my eternity forever and ever and ever. Jesus Christ, profess your faith in Jesus. Declare it with your mouth in a prayer that we're about to pray right now. Repent of your sin. Tell God that you're sorry for the world that you've lived in, for the lifestyle that you've lived in. Confess your sin. That you are a sinner and that you need a Savior that's beyond yourself. Confess that Jesus Christ, I repent of my sin and I surrender my life to you, that you would take me from where I am and you would save me from my sin. And then we're going to go down to the river and we're going to get more wet. We're going to get totally immersed in the water and come back out a brand new person. Not because the water is holy, not because the baptizer is perfect, but because your faith and your obedience to God is joining together and putting your faith in Jesus and then obeying his word, because his word says that baptism is the very first thing you do to obey God. Get baptized into his family. Total Immersion. Okay, it's raining so much right now, maybe we don't have to go to the river. Joking. Would you bow your heads with me right now? Let's pray. You will never forget this day. You'll never forget the day you gave your heart to God and say, I was standing in the rain. I was sitting in the rain when I gave my life to Jesus. Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I give you my heart today. I surrender my life to you today. Take me from where I am and take me to where you want me to go. Save me from my sin. Save me from myself. Please forgive me of all my sin and all my unrighteousness. Lord, we pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you would take our life and make us new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, if you want to get baptized, I want you to stand your feet and make your way down to the river. Sound guys, I need you to come up here and cover up this sound system. We got some water that's heading into the speakers over here. If you want to get baptized, we're going to form a line down there. This is awesome. How many know the devil's going to be defeated today? Nothing is going to get in the way of the believer's baptism service. The devil can just kiss it. He's going to